Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith and narration which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith is about extremism in religion. In Arabic, we call this or refer to this concept as using the term ghuluv, right, or extremism. Now, this is a topic which has been alluded to in the Holy Quran. For example, in one verse we read the following: O people of the book, do not exceed the bounds in your religion, and do not attribute anything to Allah except the truth. The Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, was only an apostle of Allah, and his word that he cast towards Mary, and a spirit from him. So have faith in Allah and his apostles, and do not say God is a trinity. So in this verse of the Holy Quran, God Almighty, he prohibits people from going to an extreme in their religious beliefs. Specifically, he asks the people of the book, the Christians, to relinquish their belief in the Trinity, as it is an instance of extremism in religion. In a similar fashion, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the following to Imam Ali alaihi salam: O Ali, your example in this community is as the example of Jesus, son of Mary. One group of people loved him and exceeded the bounds in their love for him. Out of their love for him and their extreme love for him, they went to an extreme in their beliefs regarding him, and began believing in his divinity and that he was a dimension of God, or the God incarnate, or whatever other kind of beliefs they might have. There is also similarly a group within Islam, a sect, and a faction of Muslims who also go to an extreme regarding the A'immah alayhimus salam in general, and Imam Ali in particular, right? This is also prohibited and incorrect. In continuation, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, and one group of people hated him and exceeded the bounds in their hatred. Another group of people hated the Prophet Jesus, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, to the extent, they arrested him, and they made the attempt to kill him and murder him and crucify him. There's also similarly a group within Islam who have a similar behavior with the A'immah alayhi salam, and specifically Imam Ali. Then the Prophet said, the following verse was therefore revealed when the son of Mary was cited as an example. Behold, your people raise an outcry. Right? So extremism is very bad, right? And obviously we need to, this is something that should be discussed in detail in Islamic theology. What exactly is extremism? We have a vague idea of it, but we need to know, clearly clarify and demarcate the boundaries of what extremism is. Right now we can, with this vague understanding that we have of it, from these hadiths, we can understand that it's something prohibited and incorrect. Thank you for joining us here in Hadith of the Day. We were looking at extremism in religion from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.